page 292, Siman Reish Lamed Beis. We're going to be on Gimel today. So again, the last time we were gone last night, but talking about davening, eating, doing certain things before one davens mincha. Shu is other tefillos also. So basically we saw that there's certain leniencies. One is we have different opinions. If it's a short meal, so then one opinion says you, even if you didn't daven and it's getting late, as long as you have time to daven mincha, so then you can eat that suda katana. A big meal, again, so there's certain leniencies. If you have a lot of time, there's one opinion that says that. But again, we saw last time that really the only time there's a big problem is a suda gedola samach l'mincha katana. That if you're having a big meal before late mincha. So again, but the Mishnah Berurah brings down other things also. You know, we mentioned that, you know, they used to have it in the old days, a gabbai, he used to knock on the windows. So the Mishnah Berurah says that that only helps for a small meal, but doesn't help for a big meal. But that's basically what we do. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Ishma Daktanim, these palel, me call them people daven before. They're careful about it, that even by mincha gedola, again, especially a big meal, like I said, like a chasen and things like that. Okay, so let's go on to Gimel. Gimel, v'hada asu le'achol suda ketana, that which we say according to one opinion, that you can't even have a small meal once it comes time to daven mincha. That's when you sit down to eat a meal. Avolitom, let's say you just want to snack on something, you want to taste something, so to speak. The hainu, for example, achilas peros, like eating fruits, things like that, mutter, that's okay. According to anyone, that's okay. Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's mincha katana, even if it's late, it's still okay. And even if you eat a lot of the fruit, the Mishnah Berurah says, lo mikri suda, that's not called a suda. That's not called a suda. And the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing applies by things that are made out of grains. They're not bread. It's also okay as long as you're not koveya yourself on it, right? You eat a lot, so then sometimes certain things, sometimes as long as you might have to wash. So again, we're not talking about that. V'adin l'chol pas, kezayis, kederek shadam ochel below keva, mutter. And again, if you just eat a small amount of bread, but this is a really small amount of bread, that would be okay. The Mishnah Berurah says, same thing with drinking. With drinking that sit down and drink water or a thing, soda or whatever. So again, even if you're going to drink a lot, there's a bunch of people, it's still okay because that's not a problem. Okay, Reish Lama Gimel. Just start this, it's rather long. Misha, she's palo tefilas mincha la'achar vav sha'osu matzah. As we mentioned before, someone who daven mincha, they daven it after the sixth hour and a half. Again, chatzos plus a half an hour. Once you daven past that, ulamala, after that, yatzah. So then you fulfill the mitzvah of davening mincha. Again, half an hour after chatzos. So I was just checking the chatzos on Yom Kippur is, on Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av is 1 o'clock. So again, so it's really nice to make shalom. Rather according to Rav Moshe, according to everybody else, it's 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock. Okay, so again, you can't, we'll see about davening at chatzos. Here we're talking about half an hour after chatzos, and any time after that, you yotze. But the Machaber says, v'ikar zmana, the main time, the best time to daven is mitesh shaos u'matzo l'malo, is after 9.5 hours. It's after 9.5 hours, so the Mishnah Berurah explains. Because the reason is that's when they brought the Tamid ben Arbaim. That's when they brought the Talmud, the afternoon Talmud, right? There was one in the morning, one in the afternoon, evening, whatever word you want to use. So that's when they brought it. So since, as you all know, the tefillos parallel korbanos, chakras for the Talmud in the morning, minchas the Talmud in the afternoon. So therefore, even though you could bring the Talmud anytime after chatzos, but still, that's when they brought it. Mishnah Berurah brings down reasons because they didn't do any korbanos after that, so they want to give themselves more of a window to bring more korbanos. So, So therefore, you should daven after that. Mishnah Berurah brings down that there are some Rishonim who say that lechachila you could daven after 6.5 hours. In fact, one of those, it's the Rosh and the Vilna Gaon, that say, again, from the Machaber, it seems like you could daven after 6.5 hours. The best thing, the Machaber says, is 9.5 hours. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down there are some who say Rishonim, again, Vilna Gaon was not a Rishon, but he goes in that line that says even lechachila you could daven after 6.5 hours. So we're going to see that interplay. We're going to see that. You know, sometimes people daven very early. Mincha. Again, we're talking about mincha. Talking about mincha very early. So this is, it seems like you shouldn't do that lechachil. So again, that's the opinion of the Rush and the Vilna Gaon and others who say, nah, it's okay after a half an hour after chatzos. So again, we're going to get into this a little more. We're going to get into plag. We're going to get into all those things as we go along. Okay?